from San Francisco, California, with your host, Ben Kaspik. This is Locked On Giants Baseball. Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspik, and I'm thrilled to be with you again today. On the show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, we're going to discuss the Giants' weekend series against the Rangers. They took 2 out of 3, so ultimately it was a good series, and so we're going to talk about the individual games. The Giants' offense just continued to do really well in this series. They had a disappointing loss on Sunday, coming all the way back to tie a game and then blowing it. So we'll talk about that. We'll preview the upcoming road trip of doom, as I'm calling it, and also talk about the Giants making a trade yesterday. A little bit about me. I've contributed for Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs, and founded the Covecast podcast in 2015 before joining the Locked On Podcast Network in 2019. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. All right, the first thing I want to talk about is this trade. The Giants traded Billy Hamilton to the New York Mets for right-handed pitcher Jordan Humphreys. Humphreys was a prospect in the Mets organization, and he's barely pitched since 2017, missed almost 2 years with Tommy John surgery and ulnar nerve surgery. He ranked in the top 15 in the Mets organization, and MLB Pipeline has slotted him at 23rd in the Giants organization. So that's just an indicator of the Giants' minor league depth and talent right now, that he was like 12th or 13th with the Mets, but 23rd with the Giants, according to MLB.com. So he's a right-handed pitcher coming back from these surgeries, but considered a decent prospect, and they got him in exchange for Billy Hamilton, whom they signed to a minor league contract in February. So someone who was widely available for any team to sign, and the Giants did, that he never played a game for them, and they trade him to the Mets for a pretty decent prospect. So there's no other way to slice it. This is a winning trade for the Giants. We know what Billy Hamilton is. There's no real upside in Billy Hamilton. We know what he is at this point in his career. He can't hit a lick, really good defender, really good base runner. But Giants clearly didn't envision him on their major league roster, or at least they thought that Steven Duggar could maybe take that same place. So they trade him for Humphreys, and I think there's no other way to say it. It's a good move for the Giants. Also, some roster moves to discuss. Rob Brantley, who was DFA'd to get Chadwick Tromp onto the roster, he cleared waivers and was outrighted to the Giants' alternate site. Danny Jimenez was returned to the Blue Jays. He was the Rule 5 pick. The Giants selected the contract of Andrew Triggs from the alternate site. We'll talk a lot more about him when we talk about the last game of the series. And in order to bring Triggs onto the 40-man roster, they DFA'd Yandel Gustave, who was pretty good in a relief role for the Giants last season. And Drew Smyly was placed on the 10-day injured list. We'll talk about that in a second. So next, let's talk about the first game in this series, Friday night. This game kind of feels like a long time ago. It was started by Mike Minor and Logan Webb. So another lefty on the mound for the Giants, and that right-handed lineup had just looked so good all season, and it was more of the same on Friday. They ended up with 9 runs on 11 hits. Wilmer Flores had the big hit in this game. He hit a 3-run homer on a pitch that was off the plate inside. I mean, what is with these Giants on homering on pitches off the plate inside? Donovan Solano did it earlier in the week, and then Wilmer Flores with a big 2-out, 3-run homer in the 5th inning that gave the Giants the lead. They were trailing 2-1, and that gave them a 4-2 lead. So then the floodgates opened. They scored 2 in the 6th, 3 in the 7th. The bullpen was amazing. Logan Webb was a little shaky in this start, walked 4 in 3 2/3. I thought Gabe Kapler took him out at a really good time. Something that Bruce Bochy did a lot was to let his pitchers get that one extra batter to see if they could pull through and get the job done. And a lot of the time it failed. And so that's going to be a little bit different with Gabe Kapler. And this was kind of what we saw with Logan Webb here in the fourth inning. He walked two consecutive batters to load the bases. And it brought up Rougned Odor, a left-handed pitcher. To Bochy's credit, I mean, he may have taken him out here as well. I'm not saying he wouldn't have, but I think consistently we've seen Kapler go to the pen a little earlier than we've seen from Bochy. But I just thought it was the perfect time to take him out there. Bases loaded. It goes from being a right-handed batter to a left-handed batter in Rougned Odor. He goes and gets Connor Menez, and on the first pitch gets him to pop out to first base. So after that, and including that, the bullpen was great. Connor Menez, Sean Anderson, Wandy Peralta, Tony Watson, and Sam Selman combined to throw a shutout the rest of the way. So just a great all-around win for the Giants. And then moving on to Saturday, it was kind of more of the same. Drew Smyly got the start for the Giants here, and he was really good. I mean, he ended up with 7 Ks in 4 innings. There was a misplay by the Giants in the top of the first. They botched a rundown. And on the play, Tyler Heineman like tackled the third base umpire, and he had to leave the game with a possible concussion. So we wish him well. But it was an ugly rundown by the Giants. I mean, that definitely should have been made, especially rundowns between third and home. So the runner was safe at third, and then on the very next pitch, Todd Frazier hits a 2-run single to right field. The rundown should have resulted in the third out of the inning. So 2-run score shouldn't have happened. But the Giants come back with 2 runs of their own in the bottom of the first, Evan Longoria with a big 2-run double. The Giants rallied for 2 more in the bottom of the third. They were just drawing a ton of walks. Mike Yastrzemski drew 4 walks in this game. Giants drew 11 walks overall, had just 7 hits, but 11 walks. And so I give the Giants a lot of the credit for those walks. By only paying attention to batting average and not OBP, we're just ignoring the significance of walks. But they're almost the same as a single. And so if you're a team that can draw a lot of walks, you're going to be a much improved offensive team. So it was really good to see they've just grinded out at bats. But the big story, one of the big stories in this game was Drew Smyly having to leave with a finger strain. He had an MRI and they're expecting him. They put him on the 10-day injured list. And they think it's going to take at least 7 to 10 days for him to be back and ready. But obviously he can't come off the injured list for 10 days from yesterday. Coming in for Smyly, Sean Anderson got a couple outs but walked a couple batters as well. And Joey Gallo came up against Sean Anderson. And that's another spot where I think in the past we would have seen Sean Anderson get to face that lefty. But Kapler elects to go to the lefty Caleb Berriger for Joey Gallo, who's the best player on the Rangers. And he strikes him out on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball down and in. I think the pitch was supposed to be up, but it was still a really good pitch by Caleb Berriger in a huge spot. Tyler Rogers had a nice clean inning in this game. He had command for the first time all year, so that was really good to see from Rogers. And Donovan Solano just continued to have a great start to the season, collecting 2 hits and 3 runs batted in. So we'll talk about the third game of this series. A disappointing loss for the Giants, but definitely a lot of noteworthy items that you're not going to want to miss. Donovan Solano, comeback, late comeback, and the demise, perhaps, of Jeff Samardzija. So that's all coming up next, but first I want to talk about Postmates. In the middle of a pandemic, what do you do when you have an unbearable headache and you feel like you can't go out safely? Well, it was Postmates to the rescue for me. Within a matter of 15 or 20 minutes after opening the Postmates app and placing my order, somebody had delivered medicine to my front door, walked outside with my gloves, took the medicine out, wiped it off with some sanitary wipes, and 20 minutes after making the order, there I was taking the pill and my headache was gone in another half hour. And it's not just medicine that Postmates can deliver. If you're like me, you probably start thinking about what to eat for dinner while you're eating lunch. In my house, we love food and that's why we love using Postmates. But I kind of love them even more right now because I can get food delivered without leaving the house or even opening the door. Postmates created non-contact delivery, so now when I order from local restaurants, everything gets left right outside my door. They also have Postmates Pickup, which you can use to order takeout from your favorite local restaurants. We need to be supporting our neighborhood spots right now. I've only been ordering local because it's a great way to support the community. Download Postmates on iOS or Android, find your favorites, and get everything you want delivered within an hour. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. To start your free deliveries, download the app and use code LOCKEDON. That's code LOCKEDON for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Anything you need, anytime you need it, Postmate it. And moving on to the game, it was a start by Jeff Samardzija. First starter to go through five innings. It's hilarious to me that the big deal we make of the fact that the Giants haven't had a starter go through five innings. Okay, we got one yesterday, 5 2/3 innings from Samardzija, 5 earned runs. So they checked that box, and it had zero to do with any kind of productive pitching performance. So they've had good pitching performances at times, and they don't necessarily need their starting pitchers to go deep into games. They have 16 pitchers on this team. So we don't need to be so concerned about the length of the start, the how many innings the starting pitchers are throwing. The fact is, though, they have not pitched well, the Giants. They've had good performances, but overall, they've allowed a lot of runs this season. And Sunday was no different. So Samardzija gives up the 5, only one strikeout. He currently has allowed as many home runs as he has struck out batters. So not a good start to the season for Jeff Samardzija. His fastball velocity is way down. He's throwing in the 80s. I've not seen a pitching line like this in a long time. I mean, he's going to have to majorly improve in some areas. His strikeout rate has just declined dramatically here. He said after the game that he has a blister that's preventing him from throwing his split-fingered fastball. So he's throwing a classic changeup instead. But, you know, that's not going to make the difference between what we're seeing and what he could be. So for anyone who was wondering why he didn't pitch in LA, this is why. Because the stuff we're looking at right now from Jeff Samardzija is very subpar. So the Giants fell behind 5-1 in the fifth inning. Giants got a run back in the bottom of the fifth, and then 3 runs in the bottom of the sixth. Evan Longoria hit a long home run leading off the inning. Donovan Solano singled. What else is new? And then 2 batters later, Chadwick Tromp hits a 2-run homer to left field. Just a kind of a no-doubt home run by Chadwick Tromp. So just more magic here from some of these lesser-known Giants players, especially to teams on the outside. I mean, Donovan Solano doing what he's doing, Chadwick Tromp hitting a huge home run. Who are these guys? Solano ended up going 2-for-2 with 2 walks in this game. It's just ridiculous what he's doing right now. So they've tied it up. Hunter Pence, by the way, gets his first hit of the year in this game. I think the whole Hunter Pence thing is way overblown. There are tons of really good players who have struggled through their first 20 or so plate appearances. It happens all the time. It's not something we can read into too closely. And sure enough, Pence in his first at-bat of the day hits a ringing triple to right center field. So don't worry about Hunter Pence. Just give him some time. He also drew a walk in this game. It's far too early to judge. So then kind of the story of this game was in the top of the seventh. Andrew Triggs just completely melted down with his command and ended up walking the first 3 batters he faced. He had gotten it out on 2 pitches in the top of the sixth, but then in the top of the seventh, he comes back out there, throws 2 strikes and 12 balls. Just crazy loss of command. I don't totally blame the Giants and Kapler for not taking him out, because we see this all the time. Pitchers are struggling with command and then they find it with one pitch. They feel it in their body. They figured out the mechanics necessary to pour a pitch into the zone and then they're fine. And so on every pitch, you're kind of like, okay, well, he's going to find it now, surely. But he just never did. And also they had a lefty Tyler Anderson getting ready for Willie Calhoun and Joey Gallo. And the plan was for Triggs to go after the first few batters. So I guess there's a possible criticism there to say that once he walked Jeff Mathis, maybe go to Tyler Anderson right then. But I also understand the logic. Like, he's going to figure this out. He's not a guy who has a history of walk problems. He's going to find the zone, but it just never happened. So that's life. It happens and you move on. So all three runners end up scoring, and a fourth because Joey Gallo hit a home run to right center field. So the Giants lose a tough one on getaway day. So now the Giants head out on this road trip of doom, 10 games against the Rockies, Dodgers, and Astros. I think the series against the Rockies is where you could perhaps try to get a little bit greedy. Rockies have a good record right now, but I think that talent-wise, the Giants should stack up pretty well against them. A lot of people might not agree with that, but the Rockies have a overrated offense, and their pitching has some weaknesses as well. It's going to be tough going there, though. I mean, you're going to get crazy games, probably high-scoring games. Pitching staff's going to get burned through. And then you have to go play the Dodgers and the Astros without an off day. So buckle up. I can't wait. Game one tonight in Colorado. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow talking about tonight's game. Remember, to get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you enjoyed today's show, please hit that thumbs up button. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.